This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The winter session of Parliament will begin today. The session will provide 19 sittings spread over a period of 26 days. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on the 26th of November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The main function relating to the celebration of the Constitution Day will take place at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where the Constitution was adopted on the 26th of November 1949. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hoped that the winter session of Parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Speaking to media ahead of the Parliament session, Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session special for many reasons, including for beginning of the 75th year of the Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for the democracy. He said the time in Parliament should be utilized to further enhance India's global reputation and prestige. Mr. Modi said such opportunities which the country has got today are rare for India on the world stage and we must make the most of them.
संसद का ये सत्र अनेक प्रकार से विशेष है। हमारे संविधान के 75 साल की यात्रा, 75वें साल में उसका प्रवेश, ये अपने आप में लोकतंत्र के लिए एक बहुत ही उज्जवल अवसर है। और कल संविधान सदन में सब मिलकर के इस संविधान के 75वें वर्ष की मिलकर के शुरुआत करेंगे।
Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today participated in the Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman Padyatra in New Delhi. Ahead of the Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, the Padyatra was held to celebrate the adoption of the Indian Constitution and honour the vision of the Founding Fathers, marking a significant milestone in India's democratic journey. Union ministers including Piyush Goyal, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Kiran Rijiju, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Raksha Khadse, members of Parliament and Olympians also participated in the Padyatra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and the General Assembly have been organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister Bhutan Dasho Sering Tobge and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji Manua Kami Kamika will also attend the conference. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has rejected allegations made by some quarters that the Constitution is under threat, maintaining that it should not be seen through the narrow prism of politics. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, ahead of the Constitution Day to be observed on Tuesday, Mr. Birla underlined that the Constitution belongs to the people of the nation and every section of society has faith in it. He said it is the holy book of 140 crore people of the country and a source of social and economic change. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India views Italy as a key partner, a crucial ally in Europe and a very influential player in the Mediterranean. Inaugurating a new chancery of the Indian Embassy in Rome, Dr. Jaishankar said that the frequent interactions at various levels between the two countries are a sign of the depth and breadth of the bilateral ties. He said there is a convergence in our world views, a synergy in our endeavours in addressing global and regional issues, and a new enthusiasm for developing our bilateral ties. Referring to the proposed India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, the minister said that this connectivity corridor will be a game-changer between Europe and Asia. At the 55th International Film Festival of India passes the halfway mark, Day 5 will feature over 75 films screened across various languages and genres. With the conclusion of the Creative Minds of Tomorrow Challenge and Film Bazaar, the focus now shifts to master classes and panel discussions, offering a day filled with engaging sessions. In cricket, chasing the target of 534 runs, hosts Australia of 154 for 5 post-lunch against India on the fourth day of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The hosts required 380 more runs to win the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.